Good morning. How are you guys doing? So thank you for being here. The session title is Viewing the Mountain Range Data Dashboard and Evaluation. We have three wonderful presenters with us. Cynthia Mervis from the University of Southern Maine, Jessica Marcinkiewicz from Washington State Department of Health, Lara Kay from New York State Department of Health. So in this age of data visualization, it's useful to have dashboards that can help staff and stakeholders to organize and understand large amounts of data. Cynthia will be sharing the result from Maine's maternal and child health data visualization project. Program evaluation provides an opportunity to gain insight into whether activities are achieving their desired results, improve program services, and disseminate information to others regarding program success. So we'll hear from Jessica about lessons learned in evaluating the implementation of healthy nutrition guidelines on state property in Washington State, and from Lara, who will be sharing with New York State Health Initiative for Multi-Sector Public Health Action, National Diabetes Prevention Program Focus Group findings.
I saved 1 minute of yours.
So we'll have 25 minutes for each presenter to present, and then 5 minutes of question and answer. So our first speaker is Cynthia Mervis. Cindy has 25 years of epidemiology experience in state, federal, university, and non-profit settings. She has been at the University of Southern Maine since 2004, where she is part of a team that provides epidemiology services to the State Health Department. Her current work focuses on maternal and child health and injury. Cindy received her MPH from Emory University and is a SAS certified advanced programmer. So let us welcome Cindy.
Good morning. I'm going to be talking today about building an effective data dashboard and sharing some of the results to date from Maine's MCH data visualization project. And I just want to acknowledge some of the other members of the core team that have been working on the project. I'll start by giving you some brief background information on where we were before the project started, and then talk about the project goals and the approach we chose to use. Then I'll do a brief demo using some screenshots from the dashboard and also talk about the strengths of the dashboard and some of the challenges that we've run into along the way, and finish up by describing what some of the next steps are for the project. Before the project started, Maine produced data tables for key MCH indicators on a regular basis, so we had a large number of tables available, but what we didn't have was a streamlined way for people to access all of the information in all of those tables. And the tables were designed for a scientific audience, and they had a state-level focus. So it was possible to get an overall county-level estimate for an indicator from the tables, but if you wanted to see how an indicator varied by demographic characteristic or look at trends over time, we only had that information available at the state level. We wanted to move beyond that series of data tables and find a way to communicate our MCH data more effectively. And we'd been holding some initial brainstorming sessions about possibly creating online interactive data displays when the Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs, or AMCHEP, released an RFP for a data translation technical assistance opportunity where states would be able to choose a project that they wanted to work on. They'd be able to participate in a series of webinars given by data communication experts, and each state would be paired with a mentor that they could meet with once a month to help move that state's project forward during that 8-month period. So Maine applied, and we were one of 6 states that were accepted into the program. Our mentor was Jennifer Lyons, and she works for Evergreen Data, which is a company that specializes in data visualization. Our project goals were to build a series of web-based interactive maps and dashboards that would provide a more user-friendly approach to accessing MCH data for non-technical audiences. And we also wanted to take a place-based approach where a user could choose the geographic area they were interested in, whether it was the state as a whole or one of Maine's 16 counties. And once they made that choice, they'd have easy access to all of the MCH indicators that we had for that county or that the state as a whole. We wanted to include a broad range of MCH measures, and we also wanted to automate as much of the creation of the dashboard as possible using SAS. We took a three-pronged approach to the project, first thinking about what the content was that we wanted to include, and then thinking about how best to design the dashboard to convey that content as well as possible, and then figuring out how to implement that design using SAS. For the content, we started by coming up with a list of measures that we wanted to include in the dashboard, and we divided those measures up into six topic areas. We knew we couldn't present all the information there was about each of the measures, so we thought about what the key points were that we wanted to make for each measure. And for phase one of the project, which is what I'll be sharing today, we decided to focus on measures that were based on birth certificate data. And those measures fall into two of those topic areas, women's health and infant health. So here's just a look at how we laid out what the content we wanted to be was for any given topic area. In the infant health topic area, right now there are two measures from the birth certificate in it, low birth weight and preterm births. And when we thought about what type of information we wanted to include for those indicators, we knew that for both of them we wanted to have the overall prevalence for the geographic area someone was looking at. And we also wanted to show how that prevalence varied by demographic characteristics and look at trends. Then for low birth weight, for example, we decided we also wanted to show what proportion of low birth weight babies actually aren't preterm, and we also wanted to show how low birth weight varied by whether the mom smoked during pregnancy. For the design of the dashboard, we wanted to utilize data visualization best practices, and this is really where our participation in the AmCHIP data translation opportunity and our work with our mentor was really valuable to us. So some of the best practices that we took into account in designing the dashboard included making sure that the chart type we chose for any given figure was one that had been shown to be effective in communicating the type of information included in that figure. We also wanted to be sure that our titles for our figures were as meaningful as possible. And we wanted to use color effectively in the dashboard. So that happened two different ways. One, we wanted to give each of the six topic areas their own visual identity, and we did that by coming up with a different color scheme for each of those areas. But we also wanted to use color within each figure to direct the user's attention to key elements of that figure. And lastly, we wanted to reduce visual clutter in the figure. So we wanted to be sure that the only elements we included in a chart were the ones that were really necessary to convey the message we were trying to get across in that chart. So here's an example of what happened when we applied some of those data visualization best practices. Both of these figures look at cesarean deliveries by gestational age. The figure on the left, the before figure, is how we probably would have designed it before we took part in this project. The figure on the right shows how it changes when you apply these data visualization best practices, the after figure. So one thing in common between the two figures is they both use the same type of chart, a bar chart, a column chart. And that's a type of chart that's been shown to be effective when you're trying to show how two numbers are the same or different. So that's one thing that didn't change between the before and after figures, but pretty much everything else did. So if you look at the titles, for the before figure, it's sort of a standard epi title. It tells you the type of information that's in that figure, but not what the figure really says. Whereas the after figure, the title for it is data-driven. It's based on the data for that specific figure, for that specific geographic area, and it tells you what the take-home message of the figure is. So we went from a title that just said cesarean deliveries by gestational age among live births to Maine residents 2014 to 2015 to one that really says what do we want people to get out of this figure. So it tells you Maine preterm babies were 1.9 times more likely than term babies to be born by C-section. And you can see in the title how we're using color to help direct people's attention. So we put the how much more likely the babies were to be born by C-section in a blue font to make it stand out a little bit. And we also used that same dark blue font to highlight the corresponding column in the chart for preterm babies, showing which of the two groups had the higher rate of C-sections. We didn't, on the other hand, in the original before chart, we really weren't using color with any particular purpose at all. Another change we made between the two charts was how we showed data labels. On the before chart, we did it the standard way, but that's not necessarily meaningful to someone who doesn't have a scientific background and isn't really used to looking at data charts a lot. So we wanted to make those data labels more meaningful for a broader range of people, and we did that by adding text to them. So instead of just saying 52.6, we say 52.6% of preterm babies were born by C-section. And what we found was when we expanded those data labels, we were then able to drop all the wording on the X and Y axes and actually drop the visual axis as well. It's still there in the creation of the figure, it's just not visible, because that was no longer needed to help people interpret what the chart was saying. Another thing we did to reduce the visual clutter in the chart was to remove the footnotes. You can barely see them in the before chart, the font's so small, but they give the data source and the definitions of key terms in that figure. We didn't get rid of that information altogether. We just moved it somewhere else in the dashboard. And when I do the demo, I'll show you where we moved it to. But we were able then to just clean up again the visual appearance of the chart. So by following these data visualization best practices, we were able to create a chart that's visually cleaner and simpler, but it's also much more effective at conveying what we want people to take away when they're looking at it. So far, we've been able to program everything in SAS. That includes the web pages and the content of those pages, so the maps, the figures, including the data-driven titles for those figures, as well as the navigation elements that let people move between the pages in the dashboard, and the data tables that are part of the dashboard. And this slide just shows some of the key procs or other aspects of SAS that were used in developing each of the components of the dashboard. So what I'd like to do now is just give you a brief tour of the dashboard using a series of screenshots. And I want to point out not just some of the content of the site, but also how users will be able to navigate through the site to look for different kinds of information. I mentioned at the beginning that we were interested in using a place-based approach. So there will be an introductory page that just tells users the type of information in the dashboard and how they can go about using it. But the user's interaction with the dashboard really starts with a map. And in this case, it's the women's health map. And a user here can choose what geographic area they want to look at. The state level information is in that box down in the lower right, and I'll show you a zoomed in view of it in a minute. And if they're interested in the county, they can choose the county from the map itself. And there's two ways they can interact with the map. They can either choose to just get a sneak peek of information, some quick facts about the geographic area, which is really a sneak peek into what's in the dashboard itself, or they can choose to look at the full dashboard. So if I zoom in on the bottom half of the map, you can see that the box in the lower right says main quick facts. And what that is a sneak peek at what the information is on the dashboard for the state. We tell users what the average annual number of live births is for that geographic area, and we also give the overall prevalence for, in this case, the three birth certificate measures that are currently in the women's health topic area. So that's C-sections among all births, among low-risk first births, and then maternal smoking during pregnancy. If a user's interested in a county rather than the state as a whole, and they want that similar type of quick facts information, and get the mouse to work, they would hover over the county. And when they do that, and here I'm hovering over Cumberland County, a box appears that provides comparable information, the quick facts information, for that geographic area. So again, the average annual life births and the overall prevalence for the three birth certificate-based measures. So a person here then can compare very quickly, what does that county look like compared to the state as a whole? Or if they're interested in seeing what it looks like compared to one or more of the other counties, they can just hover over various counties, look at the quick facts, and get an initial idea of how things look relative to each other. Before I show you how users will access the full dashboard, I want to just zoom out a minute and talk about some of the navigation elements on the site. So if a user wants to see additional information about a topic, they want to switch to a different topic, what we wanted to do was make it obvious to them how what type of information they would see on that page. So if you hover over the infant health button, you see that the measures on that page are low birth weight and preterm birth. If you actually click on that button, you go to the infant health page, and if you hover again over Cumberland County, you again would see the quick facts box, this time for infant health measures. If you click on that county, you go to the actual dashboard for the county. So this is just the big picture view of what the full dashboard looks like. You can see that each measure has its own row. So the first row is low birth weight, second row is preterm births. And you can also see that there's no footnotes below any of the figures. What we did was move all that information to another page. So if you click on this view definitions and data sources link, and there's a similar link on the map page, it takes you to a page for the topic area that lists all of the measures and the data sources and any definitions of interest for that measure. If I zoom in on the first two measures on the dashboard, you can see the first measure, the first chart that we show for all of our measures is a big number chart that gives the overall prevalence. In this case, 7% of Cumberland births in 2014 to 2015 were low birth weight. And if the user wants to drill down and see how that varies by demographic characteristics, they can click on this link under the chart. And if they do that, a table opens that shows them the average annual count, the percent, and the 95% confidence interval for that geographic area as a whole, as well as by child sex, maternal age, maternal education, and then further down on the table, how it varies by whether the principal payer is Medicaid versus some other source. We'd gotten feedback early on that it was really important to include trend information on the dashboard. So we're doing that here. Again, if someone wants to drill down and get more detailed information, they can click on the View Low Birth Weight trend table at the bottom of the chart. Table will open, giving them the counts, the percent, and the confidence interval year by year for that geographic area. And then just the last two figures on the row, the first one showing what proportion of low birth weight babies in that geographic area were not born preterm, and the second one showing how much more likely babies born to moms who smoked during pregnancy were to be low birth weight compared to babies born to moms that didn't smoke. So one last thing I want to point out about the navigation is once you're in a given geographic area, if you want to see the dashboard for any of the other areas, you can click on, go directly to the dashboard, sorry, for that same geographic area, but for one of the other topic areas, you can click on the button for that topic area at the top of the screen. So zooming in here, if you were to hover over the Women's Health button, you'd see that clicking on it would take you to Cumberland County Women Health Measures, which is what you're seeing the dashboard for in the lower image here. If you want to change to another geographic area, you can click on the Return to Map link, and it will let you change to whatever other geographic area you want to look at. So looking at the strengths of the dashboard, we were able to use best practices in data visualization to create a dashboard that reaches a broader audience than our initial data tables did. And we're also able to be responsive to requests for providing more local level data by providing detailed county level information for the first time. Also, there are benefits from using SAS, not just that it standardizes the appearance of all the figures in the maps and the dashboard across measures and across geographic areas, but also tremendous time benefits. If a person had to actually create all the infant health components, which is the map and 17 dashboards, one for the state, one for each of the 16 counties, and the four data tables associated with each dashboard, that would take them weeks. And it's not just a one-time commitment, because our plan is to update the dashboard on an annual basis as new years of data become available. So it's an ongoing commitment. But to create, do the analysis, create the infant health map, create the 17 dashboards and the 68 tables and all the navigation elements to move between it. It takes less than 20 minutes in SAS.
Wait, updating or creating?
Create it or updating it the next time you do it, it'll create it from scratch. We did run into some challenges along the way. We had to figure out how to do all of this in SAS, and that does take advanced SAS skills to create the programs. Once they're created, it doesn't take advanced skills to run them. We also have some loss of flexibility by using SAS. So if a person was manually creating a figure and they could see that it would help if they just tweaked it a certain way, we don't have that ability in SAS. We have to use a little bit more of a one-size-fits-all approach. Also, Maine is a small state population-wise, and we only have about 13,000 births or less than that per year. Our smallest county only has 130 births per year. So we're running into some privacy guideline issues where the guidelines the state health department follows require that we would suppress some data because of small counts. We have figured out a way around that by refining our SAS code. So for example, if using 5 levels of maternal age has small counts, we'll try using 4 levels or 3 levels, and we can automate that process through SAS. Another challenge we've had is Maine only switched to the new birth certificate in August of 2013. And because of that, if we're using a measure that's based solely on the new birth certificate, we don't yet really have enough years of data to look at trends for those measures. Lastly, next steps for the project. We'll be adding 2016 data as soon as we get the final data set, which we're expecting pretty soon. That will help eliminate the need for some of the data suppression, just having a third year of data available. And we'll add that SAS code to make things more flexible and further reduce the need to suppress data. Our feedback to date has been from people at the State Health Department, and it's been very positive. But we have plans now to go out and get feedback from community partners and other people at the local level. And we'll be creating dashboards for the remaining topic areas and hoping to launch the site in 2018. Thank you.
So we have 5 minutes for question and answer.
I'd love to see the SAS code.
If you give me, if you give me your card or write your name and address on a piece of paper, I'll be glad to send you some of the programs or excerpts from them. I'm glad to share it. It's still, you know, we're still tweaking, refining, but I'm glad to share what I have. Some of it is just based on the experience I've had, but there were times when there were little things I wanted to do that I couldn't figure out how to work. There's a website by someone who works for SAS named Robert Allison. He has a website called, I think, just robslink.com, and he puts examples of figures and charts and maps up there. And there's, I don't know, there might be 1,000 of them up there all together. And he shows you not just what it looks like, but he provides the SAS code for it. So sometimes I would literally go through the thumbnails for all of his charts until I found one that I thought was doing what I was trying to do, and then look through the SAS code and find that one phrase that I hadn't been able to figure out. Other than that, it was reading through SAS documentation, some papers, and just experience. Yeah, we have spent, we're about a year into the project, but it's been a project where we work on it intensively for a few weeks, and then it goes away for a few months while we work on other things, because none of us are 100% on the project. So I spent probably about 10 or 15% of my time on average during the last year, but it wasn't 10 or 15% every month. I mean, it literally was almost full time for a month, and then don't look at it for 4 months.